folks' Christmas cards. And
that's
I'm
right.
trading it now.
That'll be all right. You get around mighty well. I thought you said that you didn't walk too well. Looks like you get around pretty good to me.
Oh, I can get around good here in the house, but if I'm on my feet too much, the bones all in my hips and back and all is deteriorating.
Oh.
And they're just going to hurt and so bad until I have to go to bed then. If I'm standing up too or walk too much, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
But now the reason that I carry that thing with me, I use it some in the house, but not much in the house here. But if I get on the outside, I use it because I am bad to fall down.
Oh.
I fell last Saturday, was a week ago, and I hurt this ankle. You can still see a punk knot, and it's nearly all gone. We thought sure as a world I had broke my ankle.
Yeah.
Went to the mailbox, and it was on the far side of the street then. And I started to cross there, and a rock slipped with me. And down I went and doubled it up somehow or another. And Lorie wasn't here. So my brother and one of my neighbors come around and put the mailbox up there at the end of the driveway, if you notice. I can go there now and I won't have to go out there in that street.
Yes, ma'am. I see. Yeah. Well, did people back then have a place right underneath the roof of their house where they could climb up to or walk up to where they would store things?
Some people did, but I never did see many of them things.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have it.
Mm-hmm. What did they call that place?
I tell you, I don't know.
Would it be something like an attic or loft?
I imagine they might have, and I heard people speak of attics, and I bet that's what they're talking about.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, Papa was a terrible safety man, and he didn't build any outhouses up there where we moved way out yonder. There was a lot of buildings there, but they were all built out of logs. But when we moved down here, the sawmill was going, and he could buy all the lumber he wanted. And he built a pretty good sized house on the outside and put shelves in it and put nails all on the walls. If we wanted to hang up anything, hung it up. If we wanted to sit up, sit in them shelves. And that's where we called, and you know what we called it?
What's that?
The junk house.
Those outhouses that you were talking about, what were they?
Well, that's what they were. Just put everything out there that you didn't want in your house.
Oh, I see.
That's what that is up yonder. Now, when they first moved the big depot from Weathers, they built that little old thing down yonder, and that's the strongest built thing I've ever seen in my life. I bet you're pretty. If a tornado was to hit it, it would just roll and roll and wouldn't tear up. Mm. I never have seen nothing like it. Well, they put it up to sell to the highest bidder. And Walter bid it in for $10 and had it dragged up here, and we just had moved back home and the people didn't have things. It was in bad shape everywhere. They couldn't get no further with it. We wanted to put it back down here kind of on the back. Couldn't go no further with him rolling it and had to stop it up there. And now you're talking about a junk house, but it's it.
Oh, goodness. In the days before people had indoor plumbing, what about the toilet facilities?
They'd have those little toilets built up, you know, out of, well, I don't know what in the world built them out of before they had any lumber. The first ones that I can remember was built out of some kind of plank, and I know Papa built ours out of plank and would seal them so they'd be warm, you know. Out from the house summers and dig a pit.